whatever works. I mean, it's been for the betterment of the player. Riz is really, really looking good at home plate. He's a spark. He bunted for a base hit. His average has gone up, so it's helped him as a player, but it's also helped the team with the way that they've played and won games with him leading off. So I think you just stick with what works and then go from there. I mean, baseball, we've always said, a game of adjustments, and it's for the manager too. So right now that works. You don't change it.
Rizzo is officially, Rhino, in a slump now, 0-for-4 today. A failure in the leadoff spot. Probably give him forgiveness for one day. Rhino?
Absolutely.
We'll let you go, but I will ask you this question. Based on leadoff hitters, you were number two hitter. Did you ever deviate from that spot when you were with the Cubs in your career, or anything crazy throughout your...
A little bit of a 1-5.
Okay.
And there was a time where Don Zimmer batted me leading off early on in the season. Things weren't going well for me, like end of April. Batting average down, and he actually put me in the leadoff spot for a couple times just to change my mentality and change what my strategy was for the game, and that was to get on base.
Yeah.
Have good at-bats, see a lot of pitches, put the ball in play, get on base, set the table for the other guys, and that's kind of what you do. And so that's what I see Anthony Rizzo doing with the bunt for base hit and just the try to spark the team. So, yeah, I led off maybe a handful of games, batted third a few games, a little bit of fourth and fifth. But for the, I'd say for 90% of my career, I batted second.
Now, it cooled down a little bit today at Wrigley Field. Did you have to buy another Cubs souvenir jacket today? Because I considered doing it, actually, today.
No, the day game came into play, so the temperatures are still up. If this was a night game, I'd be struggling again buying another jacket because I did not bring one again. So I was thinking about that last night driving home. I've been here since 82, and how the weather changes, I know that. I know that's right. How it works. I should have a jacket with me every time.
You were still ill-prepared for the game. Yesterday.
Always.
And
yeah.
Ryan, if you didn't hear it, Ryan Simmery had to buy himself a jacket from one of the souvenir shops at Wrigley Field last night just to be comfortable in the stands and then come up here and do the post-game show with us.
Absolutely.
Rhino, thank you. You know how it works on getaway day, a little bit quicker today, so I got to catch a bus and a plane. And you're welcome, by the way, to come to Miami. We've got a seat saved for you. Pat and I got it. We have a row on the plane, but you are welcome to come with us to Miami. We'd love it.
Maybe one of these times.
I'd love
sure.
it, man. Yep. Rhino, take
have
care, man. Yep. We'll see you in 11 days. The Padres beat the Cubs 3-2, the final score. Time to take a look at what's on deck, sponsored by AZEK. Ask for the best decks. Visit AZEK.com. I will have time to give you the highlights. They are next. Unfortunately, it's a Cubs loss to the Padres. 3-2 the final score. On the Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Jake Arrieta joins us regularly on the Bernstein and Golf Show. Listen for showtimes afternoons between 1 and 6 on the Score.
Come see the other boys in blue and enjoy 25% off tickets to Blue Man Group, an outrageous multi-sensory experience you'll never forget. Call 800-BLUE-MAN and mention Go Team. See Blue Man Group at Briar Street Theater.
Best team in town. Hey guys, Mark Rohde here, and we can back that up big time. For over 90 years, more people choose the Grossinger Auto Group when they go to buy a car. Why? Let's start with 10 locations, city and suburbs. Grossinger has over 5,000 cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, and they're all online, all 15 brands, at Grossinger.com. But more than just the low price, Grossinger has been around for three generations because they take care of their customers. Free car washes, courtesy transportation, extended service hours, award-winning service. And with Grossinger's exclusive free home delivery, you can pick any vehicle from any Grossinger brand or location, and they'll bring it straight to your home. Free. That's right, free. If you want the lowest prices backed by the best service in the business, shop the best team in town, the Grossinger Auto Group. Visit Grossinger.com now. 5,000 vehicles, all 15 brands, anytime, day or night. Grossinger.com. That's Grossinger.com.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way. Which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable. so don't keep a lid on it. Go to IdentifyEPI.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit IdentifyEPI.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Molly and Hanley talk world champion Chicago Cubs baseball. Mornings live at 5 on 670 The Score.
Jed, of course, the general manager of the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah, this has been undoubtedly more frustrating. We haven't been able to get hot.
Molly and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on 670 The Score.
The 3-2 on the way to Cordero, a little pop fly, foul, might be playable, is playable. The third baseman, LaStella, comes down the line in foul ground, makes the catch. Anthony Rizzo thought it was the third out in the inning, and he ran all the way into foul territory. And now he's holding up two fingers as if to let everyone else know, I actually do know how many outs there are.
Might cost him $200 in Kangaroo Court.
Yeah. Rizzo with our funkiest play of the game, sponsored by Funkaway Odor Eliminating Spray for closing gear. Work hard, play hard, and smell good. Available at participating True Value hardware stores. Yeah, Rizzo had fun with that. Going to the dugout, everybody yelling at him to get back out there. And, of course, Rizzo just runs out there holding up two fingers, knowing that he had forgotten the number of outs. The Cubs lose to the Padres 3-2, the final score. For the mathematical moment, the Cubs are one full game back of Milwaukee in the National League Central. The Brewers host Pittsburgh a little bit later on. Trevor Williams going for the Pirates. Junior Guerra on it for the Pirates. All right, it is time for the highlights of this game, sponsored by Insure on the Spot. Get the lowest auto insurance quote in just 2 minutes at insureonthespot.com. Cubs going for the sweep today. Cubs and Padres, Eddie Butler against Miguel Diaz. And the scoring would start in the fourth inning. A one-out walk for Kyle Schwarber, preceded by an Addison Russell pop-out. The stage is set for Ian Happ.
Happ drives one in the air, right center field and deep. Back goes Renfro to the wall. Home run! Home run, Ian Happ. Cubs lead 2-0. He whistled one right into the teeth of the wind, and it landed in the basket.
Number 10 on the season for Happ. He's up to 19 RBIs. That's our drive of the game, sponsored by The Private Bank. To the Padres' fifth inning, they answer an inning later. The pitcher, Craig Stammen, with a leadoff double against Eddie Butler. So RBI opportunity for Jose Pirela.
Here's the pitch by Butler. This ball's hit up the middle, base hit. Coming in hard is Elmore. Hoffman waving him around. Throw to the plate. He is safe at the plate. Contreras, his leg ties up the pitcher. Stammen, as he slides in, he kind of spins around. Stammen must have got a piece of the plate.
And Pirela with a RBI single. Cubs lead is 2-1, after which Eddie Butler was taken out of the game for Justin Grimm, who cleaned up the rest of the inning. Excellent outing for Justin Grimm. He was on fire, sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. T Fiery Pepper Bloody Mary Mix. Spicy and rich, delicious, made from scratch taste. Pick up Mr. and Mrs. T today at Kenwood Liquor, so no further damage by the Padres. But they crawl within one, and they're looking to get even. Are the Padres in the sixth inning? Brian Duntzing is in. One out for, look out below, Eric Ibar.
The 2-0 pitch on the way. Fly ball to right, pretty well hit. Back goes Bryant, still going back to the track near the wall. That's a home run to tie the game. Opposite field home run, Eric Ibar. And just like that, the game is tied at 2.
His fifth home run, a brand new ball game, as Pat Hughes just told you. 2-2, Cubs-Padres in the sixth inning. Now to the Padres' eighth. They load the bases against Koji Uehara with one out. Uehara makes a nice pitch to get Matt Caesar to pop out, to foul out, as a matter of fact, in the infield, but had trouble with Luis Torrens.
Padres lead at every station, and now the 3-1. Ball four forces in a run. He missed the inside corner, and the Padres take the lead here in the eighth inning.
And it's our Allstate Insurance run of the game, sponsored by Allstate agent Mark Havlick in Vernon Hills. Koji Uehara issues a bases-loaded walk. Padres 3, Cubs 2, and the Cubs with their last wraps. Bottom of the ninth inning, Brad Hand in. Anthony Rizzo, the leadoff hitter, grounds out to short. So Rizzo had a rare 0-for today as the leadoff hitter, 0-for-4. Padres bring in Brandon Mauer now to try to get the save. Chris Bryant goes down 6-3. Cubs down just one with the very powerful Kyle Schwarber now up to the plate for the Cubs.
The 0-2 pitch from the right-hander Mauer, it's on the way. A bouncing ball to first, fielded by Myers. He'll run to the bag, and the Padres beat the Cubs 3-2 the final.
Phil Maton the win, Koji Uehara the loss, Brandon Mauer does get the save, Eric Ibar homers for the Padres, Ian Happ going deep for the Cubs. Again, final score, Padres 3, Cubs 2. The Cubs win 2 out of 3 in the series. Cubs are one game over 500 at 36-35. The Padres move on at 29-44. A 3-hour and 9-minute ball game out here at Wrigley Field today before a crowd of another whopper. You were here. We heard you. We saw you. 41,708 was our attendance today as the Cubs do lose to the Padres again. 3-2 was the final score. All right, I have got to get myself out of here, but I do want to thank the people that made the broadcast excellent today, including Bill Karambelis, our on-site engineer, filling in for Dave Miske. You did a great job, man. We appreciate your help. Tony Gill. Tony, you have done it again. He's the executive producer of Cubs Baseball in our downtown Chicago studios today. Eli Hershkovich doing a great job on the highlights and base. Mitch Rosen is the program director of Cubs Baseball and 670 The Score. Brendan McCaffrey is the sports director and the omnipresent one. He is all over the place. Thanks for everybody. You guys made this broadcast great. Padres do beat the Cubs by a final score of 3-2 today. And for Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer, Len Casper, and the Hall of Famer Ryan Sandberg, I'm Mark Grody. Cubs are in Miami tomorrow night at 6:10. Our pregame will start at 5:35. Jake Arrieta against Jeff Locke. That is when I get to talk to you next. Coming up next, you will get to talk to my friend Nick Shepkowski. He will have the rest of the Cubs postgame right here on The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Cubs Talk with Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK.
Who provides the best entertainment and internet experience? Best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Lets you stream on 5 devices at once. Brings you Netflix on X1 and 75 megabits per second in the most popular packages? No question. Xfinity stacks up where AT&T doesn't. Get all these great reliable features, the X1 voice remote, and fast internet for an incredible price. Get up to 75 megabits per second download speed. Compare that to AT&T. And get X1 and voice for $30 each a month for 1 year when you bundle all three. Call 1-800-XFINITY today and make sure to ask about Xfinity Mobile, a new kind of network designed to save you money. Get up to 5 lines of talk and text included with Xfinity Internet service with no activation and no line access fees. Plus 2 easy data options available so you can stream entertainment on the go and save along the way. Compare that to AT&T. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Must enroll in EcoBill and auto pay within 30 days or charges increased by $5 a month. Offer ends 6/27/17. Restrictions apply. Service not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. Equipment installation tax and fees extra and subject to change during and after promo. Early termination fee applies if all Xfinity service are canceled during the agreement term. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required. Xfinity Mobile requires a post-pay subscription to a residential Xfinity Internet service.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
In 1994, six young men from East Berlin embarked on a journey to create the most explosive, the most theatrical, the most extreme live show on Earth. Rammstein. With special guest, 3 Teeth. This Tuesday at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Their only Midwest performance of 2017. Tickets are on sale now. Online at LiveNation.com or charge by phone.
The best-kept secret for luxury and ruggedness? Land Rover. The best-kept secret to obtain a Land Rover? Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago. Did you know, at Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago, you can now drive a new 2016 Range Rover Evoque or a 2016 Discovery Sport for only $39,996. Your choice, an Evoque or Discovery Sport for only $39,996. And did you know you'll also receive a 5-year, 100,000-mile factory warranty? Isn't it time you discover the outstanding selection and offers at Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago? Don't miss out. Visit Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago, just off the Kennedy at Armitage, or online at howardorlofflandrover.com.
Service loan, Evoque stock number L02866, Discovery Sports stock number L03405, plus tax, title, license, and doc fee with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer expires 6/30/17.
Select Majestic Apparel.
Myers swings and misses strike three. Wicked breaking ball. Davis works 1-2-3.
Unfortunately for him, offense just could not come alive. Good afternoon. Welcome in. Nick Szepkowski with you on The Score in the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network. Cubs fall today 3-2, but Wade Davis gets two strikeouts, does not allow a base runner in the top of the ninth inning. Does his job, keeps the Cubs close. Unfortunately, they go 1-2-3 in the bottom of the ninth, cannot put together a rally, and they lose, and they're unable to lock down the sweep against the San Diego Padres. That is your Grossinger grab of the game, sponsored by Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. 312-644-6767 is a telephone number to call. It's Nick Szepkowski with you talking about this Cubs loss. And it's the first loss in a while for this team where you look and you don't say, oh, they're at 500 again, or, oh, the Cubs are under 500. So if there's anything to take away from it, there is that, but I know that no one's really getting excited about that on the heels of winning a World Series a year ago. One thing I did want to look at with this Cubs team, very briefly, at least this afternoon, and you're welcome to make your telephone calls, as always, 312-644-6767. You may remember when the Cubs went on their road trip, and this is kind of a weird homestand, the three against the Padres right here, because, yeah, the Padres are right there in the conversation for worst teams in the National League. You look at the standings, and they're two games ahead of San Francisco out west, but it's still a team that, despite winning today, is 15 games under 500. You look at where the Cubs have been playing, the teams they've been playing, in New York, then to Pittsburgh, home for three against San Diego, back on the road to Miami, and then Washington. It just isn't your long, week-long, or 10-day-long homestand. So a little bit strange for the three-game set at home this week against the Padres that you hop on a plane, back from Pittsburgh, get here, play three, hop back on a plane, get out of town. But what is, I don't want to say alarming, but a little bit eye-opening, at least with this team. You might remember when they started the series against the New York Mets just over a week ago in New York, and they started that series. It was the first of 13 straight games the Cubs would have against teams that were then under 500 and still are today, all of those teams on the schedule under 500. And they're nine games through that now, four coming up in Miami against the Marlins team that was very close to being no-hit today by Max Scherzer and then walks out with a win because, oh, our old friend Dusty Baker. Ever heard of Dusty having issues leaving a pitcher in too long in the eighth inning against the Marlins? Well, it happened today, but that's a different story for a different day. The Cubs, in those first nine games against these under 500 ball clubs, have played 5-4 ball. The good news with that is they're not being embarrassed out there. They won a road series against Pittsburgh. They're able to come home 500, and they win a series against San Diego. However, the bad news is they're not making up a ton of ground in the process either. Not to say that the Brewers are running away with the division. I mean, Cubs were 2.5, 3 games out of first place just a matter of days ago, and even with the loss today, the Cubs still sit a game behind. But it's not necessarily that the Cubs are going on a run against some of these weaker, especially weak teams in the National League right now either, and you're not seeing them kind of go on a run like maybe you had hoped they would, with a little tougher turn coming up here with Washington just around the corner and the Nationals. When you take out the National League West, which has the Rockies, Dodgers, and Diamondbacks just playing out of this world right now, Nationals right there in the conversation for the best team in the National League right now from what they've done in the first half of the year, and they're sitting on a road trip for the Cubs right after the Cubs get done in Southern Florida coming up this weekend. 312-644-6767 is a telephone number to call. I want to thank you for listening to the Scores and the Xfinity Cubs postgame show as always. So if you're caller number 6 right now, a way of saying thank you to you, be caller number 6 to the Scores contest line. That's 312-591-6700. You'll win a $25 gift certificate for Aurelio's Pizza. Dine in, carry out, or have it delivered. Aurelio's Pizza since 1959. It's the sauce. Be caller number 6 right now, and you will win that $25 gift certificate to none other than Aurelio's Pizza. Cubs coming up, they will hop on a plane. Mark Grody mentioned it. He's getting out of the building, getting out of Wrigley Field and getting to the team bus. They're headed to South Florida to take on the Marlins. The Marlins, a team on the year, through 70 games. They're second place in their division, but a lot going on there, kind of like in the National League Central here, where you have a lot of average or below average teams right now. Outside of the Nationals, It's a pretty poor division, to put it nicely about that. The Marlins sit 32-38. Yes, they're in second place, but they're still 10 games out of first place. And the Marlins, a team the Cubs will play coming up tomorrow, the first of four in that series between the Cubs and Marlins. That'll be your way. 7:10 first pitch locally in Miami. That means it's 6:10 here, and you can catch that right here on The Score with coverage beginning tomorrow night at none other than 5:35. It'll be Jeff Locke and Jake Arrieta in the pitching matchup as the Cubs try to get back to their winning ways in South Florida against Miami. 36-35 Cubs taking on the 32-38 Miami Marlins. That's your next game preview, sponsored by the Ray and Raymond Auto Group in Lake Fox Lake in Antioch, your preferred hometown dealers with over 2,000 vehicles. And by Jewel Osco. Before the Cubs' next game, stop by Jewel Osco and stock up on Clorox bleach to keep your fan gear spotless. 312-644-6767 is a telephone number to call. Text messages welcome, as always, on 670 The Score as well. It's Nick Shepkowski with you. Going to take your telephone calls, get more into this as well. Got to go around Major League Baseball, getaway day around the MLB. So we'll get you a post-game scoreboard coming up here as well. Your telephone calls on this Cubs loss, 3-2, they fall to the Padres. Discuss that all next. If you are listening here in the city of Chicago, or at least locally, if you are listening on the Cubs radio network, we say sayonara as we say goodbye this afternoon. Next game on The Score, like we just talked about, will be the Cubs and Marlins, and that comes your way tomorrow night, 5:35 coverage starts with Mark Grody's pregame show from South Florida then. If you're listening here locally, more to come next. It's Nick Shepkowski with you on the Cubs Radio Network.
Cubs Talk with Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on 670 The Score, home of the world.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai, because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever sales event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever sales event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Join Sycamore Speedway this weekend for one giant weekend of racing. Friday, it's figure eight plus one-on-one drags and spectator demo. Saturday, it's the Firecracker 44. 44 laps for SLM plus dirt late models. For more race and group outing info, visit SycamoreSpeedway.com.
This summer, Amstel Light and 670 The Score invite you to make it a light round. Visit the Amstel Light display at your local retailer to learn how you can earn a free round of golf with your Amstel Light purchase. Courses include Bowling Brook Golf Club, Cantini, Deer Path, Fox Lake Country Club, Harborside, Highland Park Country Club, Pine Crest Golf Club, Boughton Ridge, and Vernon Hills Golf Club. At home or at the 19th hole, choose Amstel Light and make it a light round. Enjoy Amstel Light responsibly. 2017 Amstel Light Lager Beer, Amstel USA, White Plains, New York.
Love the rich flavor and aroma of Hills Brothers coffee, but don't have the time to brew a whole pot? Try Hills Brothers coffee for single cup brewers. Their unique single serve pods brew with all the flavor and aroma you expect from Hills Brothers. Then the pods break down, returning nutrients to the land, not piling up in the landfill. Hills Brothers coffee, crafted without compromise for over 137 years.
6:30:17.
3-2 Cubs lose this afternoon against the San Diego Padres. They're unable to pull off the sweep at home, but they still take 2 out of 3 for the series, and that's what we're discussing. 312-644-6767 is the telephone number to call. Nick Shepkowski with you on 670 The Score. Now, if you remember back in the fourth inning for the Cubs, it was a while ago. I don't know, what was it? Probably around 2:30, 2:40 p.m. So we're looking 2.5 hours, almost 3 hours away from now. Well, you may remember it because this was today's Aquafina splash of the game. Aquafina Aquafina, pure water, perfect taste.
Knapp drives one in the air, right center field and deep. Back goes Renfro to the wall. Home run. Home run, Ian Happ. Cubs lead 2-0. He whistled one right into the teeth of the wind, and it landed in the basket.
That was Pat Hughes on the call. Ian Happ hits a home run. Cubs are leading 2-0. Things are looking right for the Cubs as it's the fourth inning, leading 2-0 there. Well, if you remember that, and you remember way back to, probably around 2:30 or 2:40 locally that play happened, that's the last hit the Cubs got today. And that's a problem when you get two hit by the San Diego Padres. Went for much of the afternoon. You're playing against their bullpen, and their bullpen that has had big-time struggles so far this year. They haven't had much success with that so far this year. But Ian Happ, that is your Aquafina splash of the game. Sponsored by Aquafina, the official water of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Time to refresh with an ice-cold Aquafina. 312-644-6767 is a telephone number to call, but the Cubs do still take 2 out of 3. It's many managers, many baseball people will tell you that you can't just assume a sweep going into any series, but when you get a break like the Cubs did there, it does feel a little disheartening to lose on getaway day like today in that way, where the bats that have been struggling so much for the first half of this season were really outside of a line drive home run by Ian Happ. I mean, even the other hit of this game, Chris Bryant gets one off the end of the bat that after if you were watching at home, after you saw the replay there, you probably noticed that I'm not so sure that ball landed in fair territory and that Chris Bryant shouldn't be back in the batter's box and trying to get on base that way. But instead, that's what you get. You get Bryant is getting the hit to start off the game in the first inning. You get one more hit, a home run by Ian Happ. And the Cubs struggling to put base runners on from there. 312-644-6767 if you would like to participate in the conversation. As the Cubs drop today but do take 2 out of 3, they're not the only getaway day game going on in baseball today. In fact, lots of games already final this afternoon. Some finals to run through for you. Sponsored by Extra Strength 5-Hour Energy, an official sponsor of the 2017 MLB All-Star Game. As we look at the post-game scoreboard, the Marlins, as we kind of discussed, they're next up for the Cubs as they win today 2-1 against the Nationals in a freaky kind of game. Probably flashbacks for Cubs fans if they were paying attention a little bit here. Max Scherzer has a no-hitter going, and he takes it into the eighth inning, gets broken up after a dribbler back to him deflects off of his glove, turns into an infield hit. Well, he's maxing out. No, God, play on words that I'd want to avoid with Max Scherzer there. I apologize for everyone for having to hear that. But he's over the 110 pitch mark, and Dusty Baker decides, hey, that's my ace, he's dealing, and he leaves him out there. And sure enough, the Marlins are able to push across 2 runs, and forget the no-hitter, forget even the win. The Marlins end up winning today 2-1 against the Washington Nationals. Don't think there's really any panic in Washington after that one. They still hold a 10-game lead in the division, but it would be frustrating if you are a Nationals fan watching that game today. Some flashbacks for Cubs fans, at least, the way that Dusty Baker had that game handled for them. The Rays a win over the Reds. The Reds playing some real poor baseball of late. The Rays an 8-3 win over Cincinnati today, as the Reds now just 1-9 in their last 10. They sit in last place in the National League Central. Other finals to look at: the Royals a 6-4 win on getaway day over the Boston Red Sox. So they win there. The other games today: Angels will play in New York this evening. Cardinals are in Philadelphia. The Giants travel to Atlanta. And the Indians and Orioles from Baltimore later on tonight as well. For the Cubs, not a lot of bats doing very many things whatsoever this afternoon for them. One spot where they didn't get any production again today was, unfortunately, the cleanup hitter. And the cleanup hitter summary, that's sponsored by Serve Pro, like it never even happened. Serve Pro, Addison Russell today, 0-for-3. Left a couple guys on base, and his numbers tough to look at right now. 221 batting average for the Cubs shortstop, 674 OPS on the season for him, and that's your cleanup hitter summary. 312-644-6767, the telephone number to call. Quickly to the northwest side, and James wants to talk some Cubs baseball. What's up, James?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about the impatience we have at the plate. We got a lot of young hitters. It seems like when we work the counts, we do much better. But so many times we just swing at the first pitch, even after a guy has walked. I'm just wondering your thoughts on that.
Well, some of the things I was frustrated with today is, and it's hard to be angry about anything Anthony Rizzo's done. Anthony Rizzo's been playing about as well offensively as anyone in baseball the last, just about the last month or so, outside of maybe Paul Goldschmidt, who's putting up MVP numbers, maybe Andrew McCutchen, who has turned back the clock in the last few weeks for the Pittsburgh Pirates. There's not many guys playing at least offensively as well as Anthony Rizzo is right now. But today, it's kind of strange to see him step in the batter's box. And yeah, he's been attacking first pitches. He's been, and that's what's made him successful as a leadoff hitter in the last week when Joe Madden has gone about it and putting Rizzo there. But one of the things I was frustrated with is that literally the first three pitches to him to start off the bottom of the first inning by Diaz are nowhere near. And he's getting there, and he misses a fastball. Yeah, it was a cookie. It was there, and usually Anthony Rizzo does a little more damage than flies out with a pitch like that. But when a pitcher is that wild, I was a little surprised to see the patience of an Anthony Rizzo there attacking quite like that. But it's hard for me to get too upset about something like that at the same time because it is the hottest hitter on the team right now. I mean, you could argue when everyone's hitting their finest or hitting their best, it's between him and Bryant of which one you'd rather have up in a big situation. And definitely Anthony Rizzo is in that conversation, but that was a little bit of a frustrating at bat. Elsewhere, I mean, they're just some poor at-bats. Wilson Contreras, a little tough luck today, twice. A line out to shortstop, a fly ball that, if the wind's not howling in, that a great catch is made earlier today in center field by Cordero against Contreras on a ball that maybe last night or 2 days ago leaves the yard. Instead, the wind pushes it back, and a great catch in center field by Cordero is made there to steal a hit away, probably extra bases away from Wilson Contreras. But outside of that, a lot of poor approaches. I would say that, yes, you are right there, James, in your frustration about some of the approaches and especially the results that you saw offensively from the Cubs today. And it's not to say that that hasn't been a thing for the majority of this season. Time for us to move along. Thank yous to pass along today. Mark Grody obviously got this post-game show started with Ryan Sandberg. Thank you to the producers for everything as well. Tony Gill, the executive producer of Chicago Cubs Baseball Today, as he's assisted by Eli Hershkovich. I'm Nick Shepkowski. Thank you as well. Goes along to Mitch Rosen, the program director at 670 The Score, and his assistant, happy little Brendan McCaffrey, the sports director here at 670 The Score. Next Cubs game on The Score tomorrow night, 5:35. Coverage starts as the Cubs start a first of four in Miami. It's Arrieta and Locke in the pitching matchup there as the Cubs try to get back in the winner's circle and get back in their winning ways. They sit a one game out of first place right now. Coming next up on The Score, Dan Bernstein, Jason Goff, Jimmy Butler getting traded. What else is going on in the world of sports here in Chicago? They'll discuss it next. Bernstein and Goff coming up next on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Thanks for listening to the Cubs postgame show on 670 The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network. Presented to you in part by GAF Materials Corporation, Amazing Goodwill, Four Winds Casino, RSM, The Village of New Lenox, Wintrust Community Banks, and White Castle.
You've got the Cubs game on The Score.
Golfers Bolingbrook Golf Club and its award-winning driving range and golf academy are open for the season. Come be impressed with one of Chicago's premier golf facilities. From the amazing clubhouse to the rolling 18-hole course layout, you'll walk away impressed. Bolingbrook is the perfect spot for your next outing, and there's still some prime outing dates available. Make your plans to join them for their fabulous Mother's Day brunch. Hurry, space is limited. For more information or to reserve your tee time or Mother's Day brunch reservation, call 630-771-9400 or visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com.
The summer's here, and it's time for you to upgrade your ride. Make your way on down to Sunrise Chevrolet. Get yourself into one of those Chevy Malibus, Chevy Silverados, or the Equinox. There's a whole lot of savings going on over at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Now they have 20% off MSRP on new Chevy Equinoxes, Malibus, and Silverados. That's over $8,000 in savings on the most popular Chevy models. Plus, you can get 0% financing for 70 months. That's like a sale on top of a sale. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com. Tell them Jason Goff sent you. Includes rebates available to all financing in lieu of rebates. Find new roads.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai. Because right now, we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history. Like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever Sales Event. And it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever Sales Event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever Sales Event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever Sales Event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
In 1994, six young men from East Berlin embarked on a journey to create the most explosive, the most theatrical, the most extreme live show on Earth. Rammstein. With special guest, Three Teeth. This Tuesday at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Their only Midwest performance of 2017. Tickets are on sale now. Online at LiveNation.com or charge by phone.
Park West Auto Parts Stores.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by State Farm Insurance. Talk to an agent today at 800-STATE-FARM.
The Bernstein and Goff Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
We're on the radio
for about 5 minutes. So we'll be here for a little while until 6 o'clock, and then Lawrence Holmes is going to take over, and he's going to be on After Bears All Access, which is going to run today from 6 to 7. Bernstein and Goff with you for a little bit. We got a lot we got to touch on. Cubs, you get two hits, that's what happens.
Hey, win two out of three.
Yep. You won the series.
Now you go on the road for many a day so you can bond as a team, as a unit in Cincinnati and Washington and Miami.
Obviously, the big story of the day is Marian Hossa. And after listening to a lot of stuff that's going on, let me just tell you a few things. First of all, people have...
Hawks fans, beware.
Well, people have retreated into camps. And nationally, and if you've read a lot of people say, well, look, this is a clear circumvention of the salary cap, using long-term injured reserve to do what other teams have done, whether it was Johan Franzen or Chris Pronger. There were certain silly contracts that the NHL allowed people to sign, and it forced the hand of teams that were up against the cap to try to come up with conveniently timed issues at the ends of careers. Then there's the camp which say, well, no, it's not about that, and that's insulting to say that.
It really is a disease.
Yeah, here's the deal. It's both. It is both. We know he's been dealing with something for a while, and the doctors that I have spoken with about this do not think that this is similar to the gunk or the goop that we talked about.
Greg Fuhr, we just mentioned it yesterday, right?
It was in the late 1970s and early 80s. I was reading about it today. That apparently, they thought it was a reaction to formaldehyde that was used in the fabrics that really did cause some serious skin problems. It was like 60 or 70 players that got it. What this has sounded like to the doctors that I talked to was autoimmune. That it's not necessarily caused by equipment, that it's an autoimmune condition that can be exacerbated by wearing equipment. And you know about this, Jason, because your experience with lupus, that the drugs do have diminishing returns.
Right.
The drugs are very heavy and often very toxic, almost like chemotherapy drugs. It can be the more severe manifestations of psoriasis, mm-hmm. where it's not just sort of plaque on the skin, and there are other issues with tissue being inflamed due to autoimmune issues. And it certainly could be that. I'm not saying anything is completely made up. But when you have a player who's giving you diminishing returns at this age, and the way they phrased all their statements, he's not playing again.
Yeah, that's the other part of it. 2017, 2018, he's not going to play, but 2018, 2019, he's going to come back. I mean, he's going to be, what, 39, 40 years old when he comes back? I know he's in great shape, but, you know, as you mentioned before we came on the air, Jaromir Jagr, and then who else is playing at a level that's suitable?
Chelios played until he was 44,
something
like that.
I mean, come on. And this is a guy who You got demoted, but got put on the third line and is still was a decent penalty killer until he started to slow down a little bit.
So great player, Hall of Famer. He seems like he made a lot of money.
Conveniently, it's happening for the Blackhawks in a cap crunch where, you know, the NHL kind of breaks up really good teams because of money.
It is something that is done. That older players, whether it was Chris Pronger's head injuries or, and I forgot what it was for Franzen, but there,
I haven't heard Johan Franzen forever.
Yeah, there were some other names that were being talked about today, but on Yahoo, I thought Greg Wyshynski did a really good job breaking this down. I thought Sam Fells at Faxes from Uncle Dale did a very good job in breaking this down, and it's okay to identify this as what it is. Which is it's unfortunate that this is happening to Marian Hossa, and it's unfortunate that it has to end this way, but this is also a salary cap circumvention through the use of long-term IR that prevents retirement, using actual retirement that would mean salary clawbacks that would kneecap the Blackhawks.
Yeah, Johan Franzen had concussion or long-lasting concussion symptoms as well, so... Yeah, Chris Pronger and Franzen in the same boat. What else should we talk about today? The Cubs, as you mentioned, only got a couple of hits. You lose a game on getaway day. Now you go play some road baseball. I mean, the Addison Russell thing happened again, and I hate when I think of you when certain things happen, but you've been talking about it over the last couple of weeks about Addison Russell's bats flying into the stands. And I got on the phone with a former Major League Baseball player, and I asked him, What's the deal here when a guy keeps swinging and his bat is launched into the crowd over and over and over again? And the term that he came back to me with was light hands. And
just hold the bat lightly.
Well, and he said that when guys have light hands and they still overswing or swing crazily in, you know, off-speed pitch counts and not choke up on the bat, that's usually what happens. Now, I don't think that Addison Russell is the only player with light hands in Major League Baseball.
We've talked about him before.
Yeah, we've
talked about him before as a danger, and that bat flew into the stands dangerously. I'm trying to follow up an eyewitness report on what happened to the person that was hit by that bat, because I think it's time, and I'm waiting for an official response from the Cubs, because I reached out to them just to get something on the record for their concern over this. I know Major League Baseball had asked for some more nets to be put up in certain places.
Yeah,
but it's going to have to happen here.
So.
Yeah, if you're trotting Addison Russell out there, you might have a responsibility to put up more protective netting.
And, you know, as long as people are on their phones as much as they are, and Major League Baseball is now, you know, putting more content on your phone while you're at
the game. They're telling you, text this to this.
The At-Bat app, if you want to follow another game or something like that. As long as that's happening, and I don't think anybody's viewing pleasure will be... you know, jolted enough that you start to bitch about netting being up. Like I said, a month ago when we started talking about this, there's going to have a Columbus Blue Jackets like incident for baseball to wise up about what's going on. And if you don't know what I'm referring to, was a 10-year-old girl got killed by a puck that flew into the stands, I believe, at a Columbus Blue Jackets hockey game. And then you saw the nets come all out because you don't want that to happen.
If the preliminary information that I'm hearing about what happened today with Russell's bat proves true, and I'm confident that the information that I received already was solid, that the Cubs avoided something horrible today.
But the ticket, we've talked about this before, and the ticket telling you to keep your eyes on the field and flying objects into the stands and all that other stuff.
Those contracts are not applicable to children, legally or otherwise. Is it guardian liability after that? It's a good question. They say that potentially, I don't know that it's ever really been tested in court before the ticket agreement as contract.
Because hopefully the parent is paying attention and maybe you can throw your hands in front of...
The question is what's a reasonable expectation at a baseball game for a parent when you may be four seats away from your child, you may have multiple children, you may have other people's children there, that contract would not be applicable to a minor by law. So that's really the big worry. This segment is brought to you by Shell. You deserve to be rewarded today at Shell with instant gold status. Just join the Fuel Rewards program and save on every fill every day at Shell. Join now at fuelrewards.com/gold.
This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. And if you're checking us out on the live video stream on Facebook Live or watch 670thescore.com, it is brought to you by American Needle. Follow them on Instagram at American Needle.
It's the Bernstein and Goff Show, taking you up to Bears All Access at 6 right here on The Score.
Hey, it's Jason Goff, and when the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call. The realtor with a serious marketing plan that will work hard for you. That's Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Karen saw the power of the Amy Kite team and their marketing experience firsthand. Within 3 days of her house being listed, she had 9 showings, 3 offers, and sold for $8,000 over the asking price. Do what Karen did and put Amy Kite to work for you. Anyone can put a sign in the yard, but Amy sells homes. And with Amy Kite, not only are the fees flexible, but you'll actually have an immediate offer on your home. Since if it doesn't sell for the price and deadline you agreed to, she will have bought it for cash, or she can help you negotiate through multiple offers to get the most money. Not only that, working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything. If she doesn't do her job, she'll let you out of the contract free and clear. Call Amy right now at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. That's amywillsellyourhome.com.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. Meet Tim, 54, divorced police officer, score 646, living in a $320,000 home in Frankfurt. He called to refinance his ex-wife off his mortgage to comply with his divorce decree. A member of David's team of 15 professional and experienced loan officers, Cindy Piazza, helped Tim refinance his home, removed Tim's ex-wife from the mortgage and deed of his home, and reduced his payment $240 a month. Let's review. Tim removed his ex from his mortgage and deed and saved close to $3,000 a year. Unfortunately, according to divorcestatistics.com, more than 40% of marriages end in divorce. If you are divorced and you need to refinance, what are you waiting for? Stop procrastinating. Pick up the phone. Call David now, 312-751-1333, or visit pearldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License E4358, NMLS 19.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600. Hello, hello. I think we're going to need some uplifting music for this because this is big. Nice. You see, there are other unlimited data plans out there, but none have lived up to the name till now. Unlimited gets the network it deserves, and so do you. Verizon. We're doing Unlimited the Verizon way, without compromising reliability, on the largest, most advanced 4G LTE network in America. And wait till I tell you about the unbelievably great price. It's just $45 per line for 4 lines, with HD video included. Not just Unlimited, Verizon Unlimited. Plus taxes and fees. Paper-free billing required. After 22 gigabyte per line per month, we may prioritize your data behind other Verizon customers during network congestion. Mobile hotspot/tethering reduced to 3G speeds after 10 gigabytes per month. See VZW.com for details.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever Sales Event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever Sales Event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today.
America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
This summer, Amstel Light and 670 The Score invite you to make it a light round. Visit the Amstel Light display at your local retailer to learn how you can earn a free round of golf with your Amstel Light purchase. Courses include Bolingbrook Golf Club, Cantini, Deer Path, Fox Lake Country Club, Harborside, Highland Park Country Club, Pinecrest Golf Club, Boughton Ridge, and Vernon Hills Golf Club. At home or at the 19th hole, choose Amstel Light and make it a light round. Enjoy Amstel Light responsibly. 2017 Amstel Light Lager Beer, Amstel USA, White Plains, New York.
Does matter.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
It is Mattress Firm's 4th of July sale going on now. Summer started today, the summer solstice. And they're kicking off summer with daily deals. What this means is you got to stop in and find out what it is, because it could be anything. It's everything from free pillows to 50% off mattresses. You got to go into the store and then you say, hey,
I'm here.
What's the deal with the daily deal?
And they've got over 15 queen sets under $999.99. There's something for everybody, like Hampton and Rhodes mattresses sets starting at just $179.99, and Serta mattresses just $399.99. Of course, it is all about the base.
The adjustable base that's perfect for whatever you do, whether it's watching TV or reading or and you can get a free adjustable base with select purchases. And
is that team or is that solo? Everybody can join in, I guess.
Hey,
yeah?
I'm a pleaser.
This dude said, You're right. It is all about the base.
Yeah, right. Let's tell the truth here. And the fact is, it's 0% APR for 6 years. You shouldn't wait any longer. You're talking 72 entire months of sleeping interest-free. And how about this? This sort of breaks down the math a little bit. One of their newest, coolest, literally, mattresses is the Serta iComfort Temp Touch.
Let me guess how much a month.
Oh, no, wait. I'm not there yet.
All right.
It's a memory foam mattress with revolutionary cooling technology.
$37 a month.
See, you know,
I thought you were there.
No, you skip right to it. I was going to say it's designed to support every curve of your body at an unbeatable value, and then
you get $37 a month
for 36 months. Think about that. So $37 a month is a little more than a dollar a day to sleep on a spectacular mattress that's going to change your life. So you should do that. And Mattress Firm makes it easy to love your mattress, because if you don't love it, but you will, you can exchange or return it for your money back within 120 days. So get into Mattress Firm for the 4th of July sale. Mattress Firm, save money.
Mm-mm. Join Sycamore Speedway this weekend for one giant weekend of racing. Friday, it's figure eight plus one-on-one drags and spectator demo. Saturday, it's the Firecracker 44. 44 laps for SLM plus dirt late models. For more race and group outing info, visit SycamoreSpeedway.com.
The 4th is coming, and there's only one place to buy fireworks, and that's Shelton Fireworks. Take I-94 to exit 22B, Porter, Indiana. Look for the big red building. They've been in business over 40 years and are exploding with deals for your celebration. Shelton offers the largest selection at the lowest prices. Bypass the high prices of Hammond, Gary, and Merrillville, and head to Porter, Indiana. Take I-94 to exit 22B and look for the big red building, or visit SheltonFireworks.com. Shelton Fireworks. Home of the big ones.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
He answers all their questions. Like, I want to know about the Raiders left guard and why he's no good.
And he just takes it all seriously.
He can't wait
it straight.
I can't wait to answer it. It's awesome. We'll talk a little bit about Bears All Access coming up here at the top of the hour. Jim Miller, Tom Thayer, Zach Zaidman, and Bearsness.
Just so much Bearsness.
So it's dripping with Bears.
All right. We've had a couple of NBA transactions, but the air's come out of the trade Jimmy balloon.
Yeah.
It's like the blimp at the U.S. Open. Something's not going to happen. I think your first instinct, that whole fool me once, like I'm not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe, I believe were your exact words.
Yeah, man.
And then V Goodwill got me all excited.
Yeah, damn it, Vincent. Stop getting Bernstein excited. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I'm looking forward to the theater, but after after pick four or so, I'm like, all right, let me know who the Bulls pick, because the first three picks are the intrigue, and hopefully the Bulls are trying to get inside that top four. There's a lot of foolishness going on, though. DeAndre
Isaiah
Jordan.
Hartenstein.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of foolishness going on, but it's not involving the team that I like to watch here locally. So
the offseason has been an absolute riot. It's been great.
Yeah.
I mean, just the entertainment.
It's been better than the finals.
A future Hall of Famer got traded yesterday,
yes,
and nobody blinked.
Yes, he did.
Nobody said anything.
Yes,
oh,
he did.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's your. I believe that
Dwight Howard is a bobcat.
That's
now.
Your active. Oh, dude, there is an article, by the way, a fabulous Vice article saying that Michael Jordan is going to eat Dwight Howard's soul, saying the combination of Jordan's bullying tendencies and Howard's softness and neediness, he said he's going to make Kwame Brown's treatment look like nothing.
Well, Dwight's a little bit older of a dude, but we got to get up out of here. We'll do all of that tomorrow. Say the thank yous.
I don't know. Do you have drops for thank yous? Okay. Brian Gerch.
Bulls fans, after all the rumors surrounding a blockbuster Jimmy Butler trade, the Bulls do nothing.
Well, that's not news. You don't have to have big voice guys say they do nothing, right?
You gotta put them to work every month.
Nick Shepkowski.
Tim Anderson.
There's a base hit, that a boy. Nice action. Watch how smooth this is. There were a couple guys who... Adrian Gonzalez does that so well. And there was another guy named Rafael Palmeiro.
Yeah, Rafi could hit. Really hit.
And Billy Williams. Just smooth, rhythmic swings.
Tim Anderson? Well, hey, Tim, go back to the negotiating table because you got taken.
Get enough money.
Right, Billy Williams, Rafael Palmeiro, and Adrian Gonzalez. God bless them, man.
The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
But the Yankees tie the game. Gary Sanchez. Hashtag I am Gary. Hashtag I am strong. Hashtag I just tied the game. 3-3 as we go to the seventh.
What? Yeah, do your thing. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. We'll be talking Bull stuff, draft stuff, and whatever the hell happens tonight. For Dan Bernstein, Chris Tannehill, Nick Shepkowski, Brian Gerch, I'm Jason Goff. Bears All Access coming up next. Lawrence Holmes soon to follow right here on 670 The Score.
We're done here.
In 1994, six young men from East Berlin embarked on a journey to create the most explosive, the most theatrical, the most extreme live show on Earth. Rammstein. With special guest, 3 Teeth. This Tuesday at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Their only Midwest performance of 2017. Tickets are on sale now. Online at LiveNation.com or charge by phone.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron, featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
This isn't just any car, it's a BMW. And this isn't just any BMW. It's the sleek, luxurious, commanding 2017 BMW X5 sports activity vehicle. Climb aboard, buckle up, and drive your favorite X5 home today. Because this is the Knaus BMW X5 courtesy car sale. Nearly three dozen 2017 X5s are priced to save you thousands. These vehicles have never been titled. They've been briefly used for customer courtesy transportation. Each has less than 5,000 miles. And we promise you'll be as thrilled with the price as you are with everything that makes the 2017 BMW X5 so enjoyable. Plus, special lease and finance offers are available by Knaus BMW through BMW Financial Services. Shop Knaus BMW, Knaus Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Call 847-604-5000, KnausBMW.com.
Right now, Grossinger Hyundai North in Lincolnwood will transform your old car into a brand new Elantra SE for just $12,900. That's right, $12,900. Grossinger Hyundai North has must-see savings on over 600 vehicles in stock now, so there's plenty to choose from. Every color and option on the lot. It's your choice. Drive a new 2017 Santa Fe Sport or select new Sonatas. Now, $8,000 off. Yep, $8,000 off a new Santa Fe Sport or Sonata. And every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty. 10 years, 100 100,000 mile limited powertrain protection and the Hyundai Assurance. Let our best deals transform your old car into a new summer ride, including a new 2017 Elantra SE for just $12,900 and $8,000 off a new Santa Fe Sport or Sonata. Grossinger Hyundai North in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and GrossingerHyundaiNorth.com. That's GrossingerHyundaiNorth.com. Stock number 870833, number 870639, plus tax title license 17215, dock fee, zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, savings off MSRP expires at month end.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Joe Madden. What's the solution then if you've tried everything?
We just keep talking. I really do believe in our guys. I anticipate a nice surge coming up relatively soon. They can't care any more than they care.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Get to JCPenney for our 4th of July sale. Save up to 40% on major appliances from brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. Plus, get up to a $500 Visa prepaid card when you purchase more appliances. And get 30-month special financing on purchases with your JCPenney credit card. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 6/21 to 7/12 on purchases of $7.99 or more. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Limit one Visa prepaid card by mail as a rebate per address. Except in Rhode Island. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
Well, I'll finally be able to wear regular sunglasses again because of the grand opening of Ennett Sharp Vision. Dr. Sharp has done over 60,000 LASIK procedures and was named one of the best LASIK surgeons in America. Eyesight's critical for professional athletes. That's why Sharp Vision is the official LASIK provider of the Chicago Fire. That high quality of procedure is available to you and me right in our backyard at the corner of LaSalle and North Avenue in Old Town. With the grand opening of Ennett Sharp Vision, your initial exam with a doctor is free. Also, if you schedule now at 312-7 701-2020, you'll get...